This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I've just never seen you at the places that I go to, so it makes sense to me.
Tiak is over here. There's a quick tangent. You are okay. So much more like your father than you realize.
Okay.
Because you just went accountant on me a second ago. You're like,
yeah, it's a little known fact that Denver's one of the most expensive states to live in, but we don't even make the top five in the most expensive.
Like, you're a numbers nerd. It's in there. It's in
a little
you.
Bit. Yeah, I think it was just announced. I saw it on Instagram. I think Barstool Colorado or something had it. It's the fourth most expensive state to live in, Colorado.
Colorado is?
Mm-hmm. Fourth most. I don't know what one, two, and three were.
What's more expensive, New York, L.A.? Or, I mean, California. New York, California.
Maybe like D.C.? I don't know. I just saw that headline.
We made
that
fourth.
That were fourth, yeah. Which is, out of 50, not great.
It is, yeah. It is, yeah. Like, where it's you're from is probably like 49th.
Probably.
Because nobody wants to live in Iowa. Okay.
Or date.
In Iowa. So, you're saying...
Sorry, it goes California, Hawaii, Massachusetts, Colorado, Montana.
Oh.
Hawaii?
Is second.
And Massachusetts. Hawaii makes sense.
Hawaii and Massachusetts tied for second, and then Colorado and Montana tied for fourth.
Okay.
Montana as expensive?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It is now, because like Yellowstone, like rich people love Montana. Like people are buying super spread out. It's kind of what happened like with Coeur d'Alene, Idaho or whatever. It's like Montana was just like farm country, and now it's like rich people country. It's like, oh, I live out in the state. It's like, it's hard. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
So being very expensive to live, you're saying it would stand to reason it would be very expensive to date here.
Yeah, I would think Denver would, if we're the fourth most expensive state, Denver's obviously the biggest city in Colorado. I would think...
But we didn't make the top five.
No, we didn't, which is surprising.
I would say this. I think it's very expensive to date here. And Aaron has umbrage with that statement. Like,
umbrage is a big word for it. I don't necessarily think so, but I don't think it's...
How is it cheap? Like, if you...
I am a cheap date. I admit that.
Okay.
That's probably where it is.
So if someone were to ask you out...
Yeah.
Do you make them make the plans?
Depends. Sometimes I'll make them. Sometimes we'll do a group thing.
A group thing?
Or not a group thing, but like a tag team. We both.
Do you like to do... Where do you like to go on a date? Because like I'm so new to this dating thing and I'm really bad at it.
Depends on the time of the year. But like Botanic Gardens, fun to just walk around.
Ooh, that's a good date. I like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, and take pictures and stuff. There's great backdrops, and that's
you're just getting to know somebody, and you want to walk around.
Yeah, go on a hike. That's fun.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you being serious?
Yes.
A first date. You go hike.
Concert first date.
Hold on. I gotta go back to hike.
Okay.
Hi, Aaron. I'm attracted to you, and you're attracted to me. I'd like you to join me in the wilderness.
Yep.
That doesn't feel like a red flag to you? It's like, I have this spot out by Byers where I've dug several holes about your size. What? How tall are you? Like, what? You don't go on a hike.
You absolutely do.
You've gone on a hike.
Yes.
Because you're on like a trail. There are other people kind of around and stuff,
like,
right?
Like Matthew Winter's Park. Matthew's Winter Park.
Where's that?
Red Rocks.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
About like walking around the mall?
No.
Okay. I would do a couple laps.
90? Yeah,
no, I'd do get a pretzel. That'd be a good date.
What are you, 90?
Stop into a couple stores, right? We're still walking. We can go up and down the stairs. It's kind of like a hike.
The escalator?
Yeah.
I need your wife's number because I need to tell her that she can never leave you. If you came out here amongst the wild, yeah, you're a dead man. I'm already a dead man because I don't know how to do this. Since my divorce, I've dated people that I know.
Mm.
Does that sound weird? Am I saying it right?
Yeah.
So you already know what they would kind of like, or at least what their taste level is.
We just know each other, so I don't have to get to know them.
Right.
I see.
But like to go on a date with somebody I don't know and to like, hey, I literally know nothing about you. Join me at the flowery place. Like join me at the Botanic Gardens.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like
we're going to take pictures.
Well,
I don't know you. I don't want a picture with you yet.
I did not say that part. Yeah, that was TX.
She'll take pictures of me.
What?
My fit is fire, bro. Are you serious?
What are you talking about?
No,
not a date.
If you don't know somebody, that's even more reason to do something where you can talk to them the whole time to get to know them.
And like, there's like some activity or whatever, so you don't have to worry about if there's going to be anything awkward or if you're going to run out of topics or whatever. Because you're doing something.
So I've had a couple of dates set up through your app, and I've just not done them really.
I'm sorry, my app?
Well, they're changing it from Hinge to Herringe. It's weird because like they don't want to go. Oh God, how do I? They don't want to go to like a chain.
Oh.
Ooh.
Mm. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like even if it's like Del Frisco's Grill in Cherry Creek. Well, there's more than one Del Frisco's, so no. And you're like, what? Like,
that's
like, no,
no.
I want to go someplace like.
Yeah, all the pretzel places in the mall are chains.
What? They're all chains. No, I need to go to like, if somebody said, meet me at Applebee's, you'd be like, hell yeah.
Yeah, let's go after 9. It's Half Price Apps.
Yeah.
I shouldn't know that off the top of my head, but I do.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.